Yeah,
too. Free lunch is good.
I think we can get people to come here, but the issue is you definitely want to make sure that the kind of group that you're getting is the right group, so you don't waste a lot of your time and the overhead and bringing people down.
No crunchy food.
Well, I was thinking lunch after.
Lunch afterwards, right, and they have to do their digits or
they have to do their digits so they don't get their food.
Yeah.
I spoke with some people up at Haas Business School who volunteered. Should I pursue that?
Oh, definitely,
yeah.
Yeah.
So they decided not to go into speech. So I'm not sure whether they'll still be so willing to volunteer, but I'll
tell
send them email
the
and ask.
Lunch.
I'll tell them about the free lunch.
Yeah.
And they'll say there's no such thing. So.
I'd love to get people that are not linguists or engineers.
Right.
Yeah.
These are both weird.
Yeah,
that's right.
You need a wider sampling.
The problem with engineers is beep.
They make funny sounds. The other thing is that we talked about is give them burn an extra CD run.
Yeah.
And give them so if they want basically want audio record.
I thought he meant give them a music CD like
yeah.
a CD of their speech, and I guess it depends on what audience you're talking to, but you know, I personally would not want a CD.
If you're having some planning meeting of some sort, and
it'd just be fun, you know, if nothing else, you know.
But it also, it also, I think, builds up towards the goal. We're saying, look, you know, you're going to get this. Isn't that neat? Then you're going to go home with it. It's probably going to be pretty useless too.
Yep.
But you'll appreciate, you know, where it's useful and where it's useless, and then we're going to move this technology so it'll become useful.
No, I think that's a great idea, actually.
What
like
if
you
could tell them that you'll
more
give
more
them
to incentivize
the transcripts when they come back?
Oh, yeah. Anyone can have the transcripts, so.
I have to raise a little itsy bitsy concern about giving them the CD immediately because of these issues of, you know, this kind of stuff, or maybe, you know.
Good point.
So
that's a very good point.
We could
so
burn
we
it
can,
after
so
it's been cleared with the transcript stage.
Right.
And then they get a CD,
right,
but just not the same day.
It should
right
be the same CD-ROM that we distribute publicly, right?
Right.
Otherwise, they're not allowed.
There we go. Oh, I like
that's
that.
Right.
We'll put
right.
We'll put. So after the transcript screen phase.
Yeah, that's
things
true.
Have been weeded out.
Two lawyers.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Say, yeah, I got the CD, and Your Honor, I.
That's a good point.
So I'll start with Thomas.
Sorry, I have to leave.
That's
I will
fine
be here full time.
Okay, see you.
Do you want me to do the digits?
Yeah.
All right, I'll see you guys next week.
See ya.
Okay.
Slowly getting to the point where we have enough room to record meetings. So I did a bunch of archiving and still doing a bunch of archiving. I'm in the midst of doing the P files from Broadcast News, and it took 11 hours to copy it, and it'll take another 11
where did you
to
copy
do
it
the
to?
Clone. Well, it's Abbott. It's Abbott, so it just, but it's a lot of data.
It's copying from one place in Abbott to another place in Abbott?
Tape.
Oh,
I did
go on to tape.
So I'm archiving it, and then I'm going to delete files. So that will give us 10 gigabytes of free space.
Yeah, the archiving does take a long time.
Yeah, and so that will be done like in about 2 hours. And so at that point, we'll be able to record 5 more meetings. So
one thing, the good news about that is that once it's archived, it's pretty quick to get back. I mean, the other direction
right
is fast, but this direction is really slow. Mm-hmm.
Well, especially because I'm generating a clone also.
Generating
two copies, one off-site, one on-site.
Now, what will is the plan to so stuff will be saved? It's just that you're relocating it. I mean, so we're going to get more disk space, or did I?
No, these are the P files from Broadcast News, which are regeneratable.
Oh,
regeneratable.
Okay. I see.
If we really need to, but we had a lot of them, and for the full 140-hour sets, and so they were 2 gigabytes per file.